and welcome back to Xamarin Forms 101. I'm Maddie Legere, your host for today, and I'm going to show you how to use design time data in the Xamarin Forms XAML previewer. When you have really data-heavy layouts, something like list views or a profile page where everything is data-bound, it can be really hard to look at those things in the previewer and get an accurate representation of what your app is going to look like, because the previewer doesn't have your live data. It's not building your page like it does when you navigate to it in an app. To mitigate this, we gave you something called inline design time data. To get started with it, you're going to add a couple lines of code to your XAML file. You can get this code and just copy paste it straight from aka.ms/xamarinforms-previewer. It'll also be included in all of our templates. All you have to do once you have this is start using this namespace right here, D, which is the design time namespace, to add attributes that only show up in the previewer at design time to your page. So for example, this would say text when I build and deploy my app, but right now it's gonna say design time text. And it pops up right away in the previewer. This is especially helpful when you have data binding going on. So for example, here I'm data bound to an item, but because I'm not running my app and calling my API, I don't actually get that item's text right now. So using design time data, I will do D colon text equals item name. And then I can see what that label is going to look like when I actually do build and run my app with my real data. Let's take a look at how this works for lists, because lists are one of those really data heavy things that when you don't have design time data, often look like this. What I've done here is I have made a D colon list view item source. So my regular item source is binding items, my list of items, but I've made a fake array right in my XAML that will say first item, second item, third item, fourth item, instead of me having to run my app to see what this list view is going to look like. All I'm going to do is go into my data template right here for this list view and do D colon text equals, open my colon, binding dot. And that pulls this array right here and shows it to me right away in the previewer. And then down here in the second part of the label, which is the description, I'll just do D colon text equals description. And I can see what every single item in my list is going to look like right here inside of the previewer without a build, without having to deploy onto an emulator or anything. Again, you can see all the docs for the previewer, including design time data, at aka.ms/xamarinforms-previewer. We're also going to continue doing a bunch of great Xamarin Forms 101s for the previewer and other really helpful tools and tips with Xamarin Forms. So check out the show notes below for episodes we already have, and be sure to like and subscribe to YouTube and Channel 9 to get the updates right to your inbox when we come up with new content. Thanks for joining.
Hey, it's James, checking in on your Xamarin Forms journey into mobile development. Don't forget to do all the things such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell so you get all the latest episodes in your inbox. And while you're here, check out all these awesome Xamarin Forms 101 videos right here. Get going now.